This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation.
Because this is the Blunt Object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
If you got your weapon, your magazines, and your ammunition, if you go to tacticalholsters.com, you can get everything else you need. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My next guest is an example of what you do when you don't like what's going on. You go in there peacefully. You take care of it. You do it with grassroots. You do it with good old-fashioned elbow grease. You don't do it with mailers. You don't do it. You do it by knocking on doors. You do it by educating people. He is an NRA board member. He also wreaks havoc wherever he goes. In his wake is just nothing but shambles. And I am, of course, talking about Tim Knight. Good evening, sir.
Good to be here, Bill. Always.
Let's talk about the way people do things, especially gun owning people. Now, you have this thing about policing your own. How do you advocate that we take care of business conservatively as Republicans, NRA members, gun owners, that kind of thing? How do you think we should do this?
Well, I mean, Bill, even if you look back when the Tea Party movement was bigger than it is now, it's still pretty big. But there's sometimes a guy who says the wrong thing that clearly is so far out of the realm of, no, we're not doing that, that people there, just regular guys standing around next to the other guy, goes, you know what, we're not going to do that here. Calling people out, saying, you know what, we're not going to put up with that. The social pressure can really be brought around to that a lot. And as I've talked with other people about what happened yesterday on the baseball field or whatnot, and people said, well, you know, both sides need work. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I don't know if both sides need work. I think that, we need to look at this as, you know, if you see something wrong, do something about it, call someone out on it. But I'm afraid that a lot of people have lost grip on that, is that, you know, check the guy, you know, hey, look, you're doing that wrong. You know, we're not going to put up with that. That should be how this is. And you started the segment with saying, you know, you can do something about it. You know, if you have a problem, you have an issue, put forward your plan, your idea. But what, you know, all we're seeing is people frothing at the mouth with no actual willingness to put anything forward. And that's truly concerning, Bill. And Colorado in 2013, we removed the president of the Colorado Senate and one other senator because they went against what they said they were going to do. They took appeared to take orders from, you know, Washington and put stuff down. And we were able to organize with other voters who said, you know, I'm not even really concerned. We had to do a two-stage process. We had to get signatures to get something on a ballot, and the governor, after many court cases, scheduled an election. So we had to justify ourselves several times to the voters. Here's our case. This is what this guy said. This is what he did. He even said it on the national, you know, national news. He doesn't care what his constituents think. So there had to be a price for that. And it, you know, citizen involvement is very hard. Citizens have to get involved. You have to continue to justify yourself. That is the way to do it. Get to the ballot box. Create an event like that. The other way is the wrong way. This is not how we do it. And I mean, there's probably no one listening that doesn't agree with that. But clearly there are others. And we need to make it so that is not acceptable. I mean, I'm seeing that politicians in Washington and the governor of Maine and others are talking about carrying. Well, yeah, great. Okay, guys. But that's not not to say that we as citizens need to go and spend the time figuring out how to get other people involved that think like us, or educate people who don't have an opinion on things. Take people to the range. Share. Tell them why. You know, police are awesome. They're great. Some of my best friends are police officers, but they'll tell you, you know, I'll be there to your house in 9 minutes. Sorry, I can't wait 9 minutes. You know, it's not a thing. They understand. So we have to take responsibility for ourselves, what we believe, and show people and be willing to listen. You know, there's not a lot of listening going on. There's a lot of finger pointing, but not a lot of listening. And Colorado was an example of, okay, we don't like what in 2013 with the recalls, we don't like what we're hearing, and you have not stopped that. So, and you're not willing to listen to us. You clearly weren't going to listen. You wouldn't let us testify. So we recalled you, and that was the right thing to do. Ruin people's careers politically that are not going to listen to the constituents. That's what voters need to do. And I don't care what party they are.
Now, during that time when you were in the grassroots movement, was there ever any vernacular being slung around where everybody was saying, you know, if this doesn't work, we're going to have to go ahead and strap up and go kill us some people? That ever happened?
No, I think there was some jest about, you know, we need to sharpen some pitchforks and like, you know, say things probably on some phone calls and say, you know, hey, we're mad. But, you know, no, there was never any of that, well, this doesn't work, we're going to put our six guns on and go up to the Capitol. Now, that was never a thing. I mean, it was the people weren't irresponsible. Yes, there were some very passionate people. There were some very excitable people. Admittedly so on all sides of the issue, especially when the election came. But it never got out of hand because people understood that there would be a vote. There would be some sort of event which the citizens created. We didn't go around and just sign our name, 14,000 times and get this on the ballot. It took us connecting with people, looking them in the eye, going to their house. Nobody really likes to have some stranger knock on the door, but, you know, we were able to do that because it was that important. You know, as I say, okay, you're displaced, come up with something, do something, share an idea, stand out on the corner. People are willing to listen, then you've got something. But this foaming at the mouth and mad and anger, honestly, that leads to not good things. It just, it doesn't. Citizen involvement, like I said, is brilliantly hard, but, you know, it's our republic. We want to keep it. Well, that's what we have to do. That's what I do when I travel by myself or with Sean or I go to Maine or Nevada. People say, I'm paralyzed. I don't know what to do. Because they've got busy lives, you know, they've got to sift through all this stuff. What should I do? What should I not do? Well, it's okay. Right now, what we're going to do is we're going to go out. We're going to knock on some doors. We're going to push some signs in the ground. We're going to have polite conversations with people. We're not going to be rude. And after this, after you've done your grassroots effort, let's learn how to testify. Let's learn how to go to the Capitol, be polite. Let's learn how to write those letters. Let's how to do that stuff. People say, well, that stuff doesn't work, but it does. People just don't do it in the numbers we need it to.
You ran into that in New Jersey, didn't you? When you guys were trying to, I mean, in New Jersey, they're just sort of cowed down, aren't they? They're just so used to. It's like, was going to New Jersey a little bit like going to East Germany?
Well, you know, the thing was, is in when I went to New Jersey and, you know, after the Colorado recalls, was that there were very few, and I'm sure there were many, but there were passionate people. But a lot of them felt paralyzed or they felt threatened by the political system. People would knock on doors. People say, well, I'd really love to sign this, but, I can't because my brother-in-law got a job with that, you know, through that guy or through a political connection. And they were petrified of what it was, what would happen and, you know, making enemies. And what happened there is that we forgot who's really the boss there. It's just like people say, well, Tim, you're on the board of directors of the National Rifle Association. I said, yeah, you know what? I have 5 million bosses. And they look at me like, I don't get it. But I work for the members. That's my job. A politician is supposed to work for his constituents. I understand they're not always going to be able to go down the road that we want them to as an elected official, but their best interest is supposed to be our best interest. the long-term plan, paying attention and listening, not being fearful of repercussions. And that's what, in some places, politics has become. And we need to change.
Let me get you to hold up right there. We'll be right back. Tim Knight, NRA board member. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
There is a right way and a wrong way to do anything.
Through the dome.
We know the right way. We also know the wrong way. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Mode. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is, of course, the Havoc Wreaker himself, Tim Knight. I never consider you to be a pinch hitter. I always think of this as more along the lines of, okay, so I don't get Jose Canseco, so let's bring up McGuire.
There you go.
So, I see in the chat room at the website at lockandlowradio.com, you were asking what everybody wants to talk about. What do you think about, one thing that Keith's asking about is where does constitutional carry stand, do you think?
Yeah, constitutional carry right now in the House of Representatives is short of its, sponsor number in the House, but the votes are there from what I'm being told. There are plenty of people as we get closer to election time who probably aren't, well, that I'm being told are not interested in being co-sponsors, by the way. If write your congressman, call your congressman, tell them that you want that and that you'd like them to co-sponsor, national reciprocity carry, the several bills that are out there. But apparently the votes in the House are close, if not there. But the real problem lies in the Senate. And that is where the pressure will have to come. Now, like all politicians, they're not necessarily motivated until we get closer to an election. And they, of course, everyone is so focused on, investigating this and investigating that, and I almost think that's a strategy, is to let's keep everyone in Washington so busy they can't get what we need them to get done. There's probably some merit to that. But to answer the actual question, the votes appear to be there in the House when and if it were called. It's the Senate that is not working at the moment. So, and I was like, oh, great. Well, what does that mean? None of this is going to happen as fast as you, Bill, and, I would like this to happen. What we're going to do, though, is push the National Reciprocity or National Concealed Carry, some version of that, and the Hearing Protection Act. Are the number one and number two priorities, and they switch often at the NRA. And, that is where we are on those. It is a thing. We're very, very interested. I mean, the last time I heard Chris Cox talk about it was, look, this is going to take longer than we like. They're just not motivated to do this like we are. The NRA has been hosting, suppressor shoots in the basement of the headquarters. And inviting, people from the Hill and reporters, to come check it out and learn about it. There's been some newspapers recently that got invited and then, made hay of the fact that, these suppressors are bad and they didn't bother to come and learn about it. So those things along, it's really going to take the pressure of what I was talking about before. And I'm often posting on my Facebook page, hey, look, if you want national reciprocity, if you want the Hearing Protection Act, the way you're going to get that and add additional pressure to those situations is call your congressman, write your congressman, tell all the guys at the range to write your congressman. Do it. Be polite. Don't be rude, because if you're rude, they're just going to tune you out, and it just reflects badly on what we're trying to get accomplished. But you have to reach out. People say, look, bud, I'm from New Jersey. You're never going to hear me. Okay, well, it doesn't mean that you can't tell them. It doesn't mean that you can't share it. It doesn't mean that we can't move them to the middle if we can't move, not in New Jersey's case, but if we can't move them, we can move them to the middle or to think about it. This is something I should be thinking about. It really does take that kind of involvement. What the Trump phenomena and people getting involved in politics again and standing up for things and saying, I've had enough of politicians and we want someone else. These politicians will listen when motivated. And that's what we are. We elect them and we motivate them. And that's really, Bill, in answer to both the reciprocity and the Hearing Protection Act, which I hear a lot about as well. So call, write. You know, I'm going to start educating people on how to do those things on Facebook, more with Bill, and come up with ways that you can do these things, because that's the only way we're going to do it. The NRA is putting on pressure. They're educating. The American Suppressor Association is doing a great job, too, of educating anyone they can. And the pressure is being brought. We need that extra push from people listening, from people on Facebook. However you can reach out to people, that's where it comes from. The education is going on. It's really rather impressive. But the politicians just aren't motivated like they need to be.
Matt, with the Senate, when you say the Senate is the issue, is it going to be that we're going to have 60 votes in the Senate?
Probably. Yeah, that's the real math. And you probably have some Democrats we've got Montana, Wisconsin, and a couple of other states that all of a sudden seem to be in play, where you're going to have some senators that probably will think, gosh, you know, I ought to really look at this. But yeah, that's really the math. It's not the House of Representatives. It's really the Senate. And that, you know, okay, people raise their hand and go, does that mean we have to do this thing again in 2018? The thing is that we have to never stop doing this. That's the thing. You know, to tend the garden of liberty, it requires that we actually continually do it. It's not easy. And we're expected that we're not going to put in the attention span, that we're not going to put in the time in our busy lives to do these things. And it's counted on. So that's where we have to show them, push further, write the letter, show up, do the thing, educate people, educate your congressman. There are plenty of people on this, listening to us who probably know a congressman or know of a brother-in-law who's a congressman. Educate the congressman. Take the time to say, look, this is muffler technology if we're talking about suppressors. Let's take the time to learn how to do these things and to pass it on. That's what it's going to take. You know, you guys listening are the pollinators of what needs to happen. You are the ones who can do it. I'm going to work with Bill and a couple other people to literally make little segments, if they'll let me, Bill, as to how we do these things, how we go testify, what that's like when you go to Columbia, South Carolina, and you go into the Capitol and you testify, or New Mexico at the Roundhouse. These are what we're going to do as little education sessions that I'm going to work with Bill and a couple of other people to do over the next year so that we're ready for 2018. We're also ready to address our legislatures and get out there and get involved. And you don't have to take a ton of time. You may have to take a day off work, but it matters.
We'll be right back. More on this with Tim Knight. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Trenches we are. And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Tim, in answer to your question, yes, you can put the your URL in the chat room. More importantly, I wish you would text it to me so I can put it with the show notes for this for your appearance on the show when I post it up there.
Winning. I love it.
There you go. Tim Knight, NRA board member. We are talking about... Well, we're, you know, when people get out there and say we're better than that, we really are, aren't we?
We have to be.
Would you agree? Yeah.
We have to be, right?
Yeah, we'll get to that in just a second. Yes, yes, I agree with you on that. I do. But let's talk about what's coming up in the states. Now, they haven't been able to do anything federally. They managed to slip something in Nevada. They failed to do it in Maine, I think it was. You have kept it, you and other people have kept it from happening in Virginia. We lost Washington State, which is in a shambles now because they can't figure out how to actually push their little I-594 that they got passed. What's coming up in the states?
Well, states states like New Mexico, where thankfully Bloomberg went down in flames twice this last year, one over universal background checks and then a sugar tax on soda in Santa Fe. But what he's showing his cards, Colorado and New Mexico are both going to be states where there has been an awakening in the firearms community. Oh gosh, we really have to step up here. Now, what happened this last year, and it's happening in state capitals around the country. So just FYI to folks, this is happening or will be happening in even what you might consider safe states. Moms Demand Action show up in orange shirts. They show up hours early. They're bused in. They're given a lunch. They're most likely paid. And they sit in the front, when people testify. Now, that's what the legislators sit and look at, is this wall of orange people, people who are wearing orange shirts, who are well-fed, ready to go, and just most of them just sitting there. And there's usually someone organizing them with a clipboard, and certain people are chosen to speak. This is what we're dealing with. We are literally, they're called paid volunteers. I don't know how you use those two words together, but that's what they're doing. And they're showing up in state houses that you would not think. You think, okay, well, New Mexico, it tends to go one way or the other, or Colorado. They're there. They're there in numbers, but they're going to start showing up in more states. This is what they're going to do. And we have to be there. And by we, that sometimes even means Tim, in the state I don't necessarily live in, and I can't testify unless specifically asked to do so, but I will be there. I will be helping people understand this is what it is. And they do bring people with emotional stories to testify. And I understand that unfortunate things happen in unfortunate places, and that I can't check. And they do bring the emotion with them. The logic is always not. And I can't always, and we can't always check the emotion. But what we can check is the logic. And, nothing stops a bad guy, as we've had a recent example. Nothing stops a bad guy with a gun like a good guy with a gun, and that doesn't ever change. We can't legislate evil away. Otherwise, I would help do it. But what we can do is help educate and show up and speak passionately but with focus. And that is something I'm going to work on with you, Bill. And we're going to come down and we'll make here's how you testify at the state capitol. Here's how you do that. Here's how you get involved. Here's how you get on the testimony list. This is what you can expect. Yes, you will have to disarm when you go in the state house. Well, we can use Columbia as an example in the next session and go in there and do that. Every state capital is going to be different, but we need to, on the whole, as gun owners, literally take some time off of work and plan to testify. I understand that that is a burden, but you are volunteers. You're not going to be paid. You know, we magnify our power by taking time off of work. I understand that's not convenient, but the other side is counting on you not doing that. So we're going to teach people how to figure out what rooms they are, how to testify and do that, because this is what's happening. And it doesn't matter whether we're talking about Nevada, New Mexico, even Massachusetts, Maine, for instance, very much so, South Carolina and Alabama, it's all happening. And it's happened a lot in Florida this last year, too, where you can see Moms Demand has spent a lot of time trying to undermine what Florida used to be the grandmother or grandfather of all concealed carry in this country, and they are chipping away at it. So nowhere is safe, and every state capital must be watched, participated with, and engaged by our citizens. So we're going to start doing that. We're going to start talking about it, and we're going to let you know what to expect and how to expect it. Expect these people to show up with talking points literally on 3x5 cards, and the bus will be about 2 to 3 blocks away so nobody sees it, and they'll all come marching in with their sandwiches handed out to them, and you have to be polite. You have to be ready. We have to be ready and polite. We have to out-polite them, because if rude, we'll get you kicked out, and you can save the signs and the protesting crowds at the building. I say do it politely and do it correctly. But inside that building, inside these buildings, we have to be better than they are by being informed, engaged, and understanding the process before they even get there.
We recently had, here in South Carolina, we had this speaking tour where a couple of Democrats were going around and trying to they wanted to, you know, we have here what is now referred to as the Charleston loophole because of Dylann Roof. And they wanted to go beyond the federal mandated 3-day wait. And they just picked a number out of the air and they came up with 28 days. And they've been going around trying to sell that. I don't know if the moms demand have been here yet. Are the moms demand, when we were in Atlanta, weren't they out there putting T-shirts on homeless people, giving them T-shirts so they could have a bigger sea of orange, if you will, or a bigger pond or puddle or whatever it was?
They were, yeah, and they stayed several blocks away and did a mass lion death thing where they all laid on the ground, and it was got very little publicity. But, yeah, they were basically handing out, hey, you want a shirt? It's that kind of lack of, you know, they're committed to the cause, but they're not us in the sense that if we really want this, if gun owners and the numbers that we are made a difference, and I know there are lots of people listening who do and are busy and whatnot, but if we all give a little bit more time and get some focus and understand how to do these things, we will be an unstoppable force for our constitutional rights, all of them. When we remind people, hey, the Republic, it belongs to us. We're glad to have you work for us. By the way, you're elected. You're going to have to earn it. And you're not going to get stuck on somebody sitting in the front row because they're wearing an orange T-shirt. We're going to teach you that we can be polite and outplay them. And that's really where it needs to be. No free shirts. We're not playing that game anymore. So,
no free shirts.
Yes. Yeah. To answer your question, yes, Bill. People were handing out free T-shirts.
For you that want to have some time with Mr. Knight, if you got questions about something or like this, go to www.knight4nra.com. That'll be in the show notes with the podcast. You'll be hearing that for the next year. Every time Tim comes on the show, and he's going to be coming on a lot, as we're trying to mobilize to do this the peaceful, correct way. Far more noble than handing out a bunch of T-shirts to homeless people to get that visual metric going. We'll be right back. My guest is Tim Knight. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you simply can't comprehend. That kind of warranty you just don't see on most daily basis. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest is Tim Knight. He is currently up for re-election at the NRA board. He is trying to go ahead and get the petition thing taken care of right now. He needs 650 voting members to sign a ballot to sign a petition to get him on the 2018 ballot. And you can do that by going to knightfornra.com, K-N-I-G-H-T, the number 4, NRA.com. That will be in the show notes. We're going to be stroking this because I like people who wreak havoc. Tim.
I'm glad to do it. I love it.
I like people that wreak havoc. So, anyway. As we go forward, here's my question. Okay, here's my question. When we had Ferguson going on, I remember the quelling effect it had when some oath keepers tooled up. They went out there as pipe hitters. They were not violent. They were polite as all get out. But this was a show of people who actually specialize in violence. And when the people in Ferguson saw this, they had a very calming effect, just the four or five guys that were out there. I know what you're trying to do. I know what you want to do. I know what the way I want it to be. Are we going to be allowed to live in peace, do you think? What are your thoughts on this? As we're, you know, in light of the fact that we got a guy who is being hailed on certain Facebook posts and by certain other people as a hero for going out and shooting a bunch of sitting politicians in non-combatant posture in a dugout at a baseball field.
Yeah, Bill. I mean, I think the real answer is that, you know, no. The only way we're going to keep it is to be willing to stand like those guys did and say, you know, not here, not ever. And it's going to take all of us to do it. That's the only way we keep it, is to let other people know that your only option is to not do that. You know, not here, not ever. Don't come to my house. Leave me alone. We're not going to start anything. We're not interested in starting anything. We don't want to start anything. Don't want to do that. Ever. But if pushed, you know, people are going to stand up and say no. I mean, one of the things that, you know, when I was talking to Sean Maloney earlier tonight, and he said, you know, hey, Tim, let's be sure and talk on Dale's show about the fact that ultimately what happened in Virginia was good guys with guns. That's what happened. Those guys took round when they were doing it, but they were good guys with guns. That it doesn't matter that they were Capitol Police. What it matters is that they were good people willing to do it. And willing to do it. It could have been, Bill, it could have been, I understand there's a coffee shop across from that baseball field. It could have been, since they were in Virginia, it could have been a concealed carry holder or an off-duty cop or someone who was just a good Samaritan who said, you know what, instead of running that way, I'm going to run that way across the street and figure out what it is. And that, even that is a big risk because, you know, you come onto a scene, especially the concealed carry holder, you best not draw it and run with it because they don't know who you are, and until you reply to the negative with your positive, they don't know which team you're on and who's a cop and who's not. So, you know, you have to be – discretion is important, but I think that letting people know that this will not be tolerated. And, you know, what your example in Ferguson was chilling. It shut it down. Done. Not playing it. Not interested. Go away. You know, this is not what we do here. But – the unfortunate part is that, you know, on the left, certain billionaires are willing to pay to fly the rebel rousers around. And there is it's conspiracy theory. But my understanding is that people who do these and specialize in this, let's get people fired up, were flown to Charlotte, North Carolina, when things got ugly there later. And so be under no illusion, good citizens, that you don't have to stand up and be a good citizen. You do. You have to say not here, not now, not ever. And whether that be your home or elsewhere, you know, you have to stand. And I'm not saying, I'm not advocating violence. So I'm saying no more. And the way we say no more is to just be who we are, associate with good people, and engage in the political process a lot more. And when we do that, these people causing this, doing this, blowing the spark into a flame, will stop doing it or take it elsewhere. It's a problem. It's a concern. I don't think we're ever going to quash evil. I don't think we're ever going to do that. We can't legislate it. We can't make it go away. But we can definitely let people know, not here, not here now, ever. And that's why concealed carry is such a great thing, because you don't ever know who is concealed carrying. And you know, that comes around to training and later, and I'm going to pitch it because, you know, he's a good guy. It's a good program. Second call defense. If you had to and you're ready, you don't know what the circumstances are going to be after that. So be prepared for the whole package. If you're going to reply, be ready. And that's why I have it. But it takes that kind of involvement to be actively engaged. Now, Bill, I would say that most people who, the oath keepers that you mentioned, those guys, they talked about that. They walked through that. They were super polite, like you said. But I don't know if everyone thought that through. But that's a serious situation right there. I mean, and I hope that it never goes there. I don't want to go there ever. But I would prefer to keep it state house, folks, and the ballot box. Let's do it there. And if worst case scenario, the old court cases we have. We have a Supreme Court that we did not have before that at least is leaning constitutionally. Let's use those options. They may not always be the speed we like them, but it's going to leave a lot smaller dent. We're going to be able to live with ourselves and we're going to be able to get more stuff done because we're able to show people, look, we're not the violent one. This is not us doing this. You can see who's doing it. You can continue to ignore it. You can continue not to report on it, but we're not the ones doing it. Eventually, other people are going to look around, and they are starting to say, you know what, I'm noticing this. This is who's doing that. Okay, well, let's point out to them who's doing that. That's the best way to nip this right here. Who's doing that?
Well, right.
I just have to tell you, but it's not us. Not us doing it.
Here's the thing. I don't know. I don't remember. I mean, I don't remember how much the police tried to contain things in Ferguson. I do know what happened in Los Angeles when they had their riots, where the police pulled back. And Ferguson, you know, when we're talking about how well was that thought out, I don't know how much thought went into it, but it never got to a point to where you were having individual blocks trying to protect themselves. Now, there were individuals protecting businesses. I know in Ferguson, I remember one gas station that was protected by a bunch of people, a bunch of young people were protecting it because the old guy had, you know, was a respectful guy for them, and they wanted to help him out. But those guys just took up posts on rooftops, as far as I know, and they engaged people in conversation, said, no, we don't want to hurt anybody, but we're not going to let you hurt anybody either. So, you know, there we have it. And I don't know. I don't know. I want to do things your way. I think we're going to, well, we'll just have to continue to explore it and push and push and push for it. Do you mind if in the meantime, if I get all of my battle rattle ready to go and polished and oiled and all that other stuff just in case, though? Is that okay?
Well, Bill, you and me both, brother.
Okay.
I love to go to the range and have a good time, and if I'm wearing all my gear, makes me work out a little harder. We'll look at it that way.
There you go. Exercise. It's exercise.
Night
for NRA. KNIGHT, the number 4 NRA. I just put it up on my social media. I got 5,000 people that are on, they're friends of mine. We should be able to do this in the next couple of weeks. That's the challenge I'm throwing out there.
As you well know, Bill, don't mind
it. I know.
I know it. For the members.
We will do it again soon, sir. This is the first of many, many. We are coming. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.